This is Akashvani, the news read by Renuka. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be reaching Abuja tonight on the first leg of his three-nation visit to Nigeria, Brazil, and Guyana. The Prime Minister said in his departure statement that Nigeria is India's close partner in the West African region. Mr. Modi noted that his visit will be an opportunity to build upon the strategic partnership, which is based on a shared belief in democracy and pluralism. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized that the government's goal is to transform India into a developed nation with a vision that goes beyond vote bank politics. Addressing the gathering at the leadership summit organized by a media organization in Delhi today, Mr. Modi highlighted that the government is working with the mantra of progress for the people and by the people. Mr. Modi also highlighted that in 2014, the country's union budget was around 16 lakh crore and today it stands at 48 lakh crore rupees. He mentioned that the capital expenditure has now exceeded 11 lakh crore rupees, with funds being allocated to new schools, research facilities and the rail sector. The Prime Minister further mentioned that LPG gas connections were once a distant dream for many, stating that his government prioritized providing gas connections to every household. He said the country now has over 1.25 lakh registered startups and the youth are eager to make the nation proud. In Jharkhand, political heavyweights from both the NDA and India blocs are crisscrossing the state to garner support for their party's candidates for the second phase of the assembly elections. Senior BJP leader and Union Minister Amit Shah alleged that the Hemant Soren government is treating tribals as a vote bank only. Addressing election meetings at Dumka, Deogarh and Girdi, Mr. Shah alleged that the UPA government did not allocate funds for the welfare of tribals in the state. While addressing an election meeting at Jamtara, senior BJP leader and assembly co-in-charge Himanta Biswa Sarma accused Hemant Soren of making false promises. On the other hand, Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge alleged that the BJP is giving stepmotherly treatment to Jharkhand. Senior JMM leader and Chief Minister Hemant Soren alleged that the BJP of threatening his government. Addressing an election meeting at Dumka, Mr. Soren accused the centre of misusing central agencies during the ongoing elections in the state. Addressing people at Bagodar in Girdi, senior RJD leader Tejaswi Yadav accused BJP of spreading hatred. Leaders from the AJSU party and left-wing parties also held rallies and road shows in various parts of Jharkhand. The second and final phase of voting will take place on 20th of November. Counting of votes will take place on 23rd of this month. With just 2 days left for the Maharashtra Assembly election campaign, top leaders are holding rallies and public meetings in favour of their party candidates. In a virtual interaction with BJP workers from Maharashtra under the Mera Booth Sabse Mazboot program today, Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi lauded the efforts of the Mahayuti government, highlighting its focus on empowering every section of society. Mr. Modi emphasized that the people of Maharashtra were highly satisfied with 2.5 years of governance under the Mahayuti government. Senior BJP leader and Union Minister Rajnath Singh addressed an election rally at Vasai Assembly constituency in Maharashtra today. Mr. Singh said that to move Maharashtra forward, a double-engine government is needed. The Home Ministry today said that security forces have been directed to take necessary steps to restore order and peace in Manipur. The security situation in Manipur has remained fragile for the past few days. The ministry stated in a statement that armed miscreants from both communities in conflict have been indulging in violence, leading to loss of life and disruption of public order. It said, strict action will be taken against anyone attempting to indulge in violent or disruptive activities. Important cases have been handed over to the NIA for effective investigation. The public has been urged to maintain peace, refrain from believing rumours, and cooperate with security forces to maintain law and order in the state. The Election Commission has sent separate notices to BJP and Congress over poll code violation complaints. Following complaints by BJP and Congress against each another in the ongoing assembly elections in Maharashtra and Jharkhand, the Election Commission sent separate letters to BJP President JP Nadda and Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge today. In hockey, hostess India maintained their unbeaten record at the ongoing Women's Asian Championship Trophy at Rajgir. And with that, we end this.